Okay, we are convened for the purpose of a work session for Senate Bill 5507, the budget of the Criminal Justice Commission. So, Mr. Prinz, could you and Ms. Gilbert come forward? And Mr. Wilson, if you could just walk us through the LFO recommendations.
Mr. Chair, in front of you should be a memo that looks like this that was passed out. It's a revised memo from what was sent to you earlier this week. So you may want to use this one. There is one major change to it, and I'll note that when we get to that point. On the first page, other than the summary table, I just have some background on the agency. I won't go through that. Other than their primary responsibilities is state criminal justice policy, sentencing guidelines, administration of the drug court. And on the second page, selfishly, the most important thing we think they do is help LFO with fiscal impact statements around crime-related legislation and ballot measures, but that is in our self-interest. The major recommended changes to the governor's budget, just first bullet is to note that there is money in this budget in general fund terms to roll up the $2.5 million that was provided as part of the meth package from last session. That rolls up to roughly $5 million in this budget for the drug court program. And then the second bullet, and this is the major change, while initially the recommendation was not to approve the package that provided the $3.6 million back bill, there is now $3 million in this new memo and new recommendation for that. And as I understand it, there may be some further discussion around the table. So moving on to the policy packages, Mr. Chair, is my intent, at least with this agency, and with corrections tomorrow will be a little more complex, but I'll run through the policy packages, and if there are changes, please speak up. We can make them, and then at the end, we will then adjust the formal motion and amendment and pass action on that, and then move on to performance measures, and then finally budget notes and extra budget notes before the performance measures, and then formally voting if there are the votes to get the budget out at that time. So starting off with Package 101, this was entitled Sustained Drug Court Funding. In the governor's budget, there was $3.6 million for backfilling one-time burn grant federal funding. This was released or awarded at the same time that the $2.5 million from the meth package of last last session was distributed. We recommend this package, but at a reduced level of $3 million, and instead of using the OLCC revenues as proposed in the governor's budget, LFO is recommending $3 million, and the co-chairs are aware of this.
Yes.
Representative Nathanson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm very pleased to see that there is a revised recommendation to put $3 million in to backfill so that we don't see as big a reduction. But the key word there was that this does represent a reduction. I would like to make sure that we don't reduce this program, which has exceeded expectations. It's proven to be effective. We know from stories as well as statistics that the drug court and treatment courts work. And I would like, I don't know if this is a formal motion. Please advise me how you do it. I'd like to add the .6 that's missing. So instead of 3, it would be 3.6. That would basically, doesn't represent an increase, it just keeps it whole, it keeps it even with what it has been.
And I'd like to add, this has been discussed with Chair Nolan, and I assume that Senator Schrader has also signed off on this. And then what we might end up doing is, amongst all of us, with our comprehensive view on what to do with the other dollars in the committee, we might end up adding later, but I think we need to move with the 3.6 now because the co-chairs have signed off on that number at this point.
No, the 3.6.
The 3.6. Oh.
Senator Brown.
So I guess I'm sort of confused about this. Does this mean that the good representative from Springfield is putting some resources into this? Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yes.
Right.
So am I.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, thanks. All right.
We have two good representatives.
Yeah, and I appreciate Representative Kevin stepping forward as well as Representative Nathanson. Representative Nathanson really worked hard to go to the Human Services Committee and to work with Senator Carter to make sure that these funds were moved over from the reshoot.
Okay.
Senator Burton.
And Mr. Chair, I just want to remind the committee that the information we got in our Senate, in our Joint Judiciary Committee was that these drug courts save money throughout the process, the front end, the back end, the middle, they save money all the way through. So they're very, very good investment.
And save some people as well.
Oh, them?
Well put. Good. So then
spoken like
we
a
need
true police officer.
Is that an actual motion that she made? Or
Mr. Chair, we haven't really. I'm sort of walking through the policy packages, and I think
at the end,
I will change the amount in the amendment, and if there's no objection to that, we follow through.
Very good.
I would, Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee, I would want Mr. Prinz to discuss with you sort of his plan for this biennium or the 07-09 biennium for releasing these funds so folks understand the process that he believes he will use and make sure that that's all right with the subcommittee.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, could I do that? And could I actually ask Devarshi to join me?
Yes, please, Devarshi, please go
ahead. For the record, Craig Prinz, Executive Director of the Criminal Justice Commission. I'm going to have Devarshi join me because he's done really most of the work with the Drug Court Administration. So, Devarshi, do you know at the moment? You think you can answer that? How we would.
The process for the $3.6 million? I think what we would do, basically what we did with the first set of grants, we would issue a new RFP similar to the first one. The first round of the first RFP that we put out generated about $15 million in requests. So there's still a great unmet need out there. And so we'll just do an RFP process, get the money out there similar to the way we did it the first time.
And just to add on, I think that what we'll be able to do is, look at where the burn grant is, be able to backfill that, and we hope that we can expand from there as well. So we're thrilled with this, and we think that it's a great investment also. So that was wonderful.
Mr. Prince or Devarshi, do you think that as far as the best place to have these dollars, that this is the best place to divvy it up?
Mr. Chair, I think one of the budget notes I saw later, I don't know if you're referring to, is the Criminal Justice Commission the best place?
Yeah,
I think that we all have agreed and talked about eventually we would not be the permanent home for this, and eventually it shouldn't be a grant process every time. We would love to see this permanent. So I saw in Mr. Wilson's notes that we will have a budget note to talk about where to have a permanent plan, and it sounds like the right people would be at the table, which would be Human Services and the Judicial Department. That makes sense.
Okay. Is that responsive for everybody? All right, great. Let's keep moving.
Mr. Chair, members, Package 102 was a proposal to increase one position from a 0.25 to a 1.0 FTE. This is a movement by the agency to, first of all, get this position to full time. It had been taken to part time by trying to create an economist position. Overall, what the agency is trying to do is sort of increase our analytical skills in criminal justice analysis, something that I think is probably something that's required to do more studies, similar to the studies you saw earlier on in session from Mr. Wilson of, not this Wilson, but the other Wilson from the Criminal Justice Commission, as well as a gentleman that visited down from the Washington Public Policy Institute.
That's right.
So this is part of the governor's budget. It is also being, we recommend it in full passages, is in the governor's budget. Package 810 on page 3 of the memo. This deals with funding $135,000 of Law Enforcement Contacts Committee funding. This is often referred to, even though there's a slight misnomer to it, as the racial profiling, but the proper term he uses, law enforcement contacts committee funding. The agency has contracted with Portland State this current biennium. Additional or a separate source of funding, alternative funding source, has been found by PSU. And in addition, House Bill 2102 transfers the formal administration of this program from the Commission for or the Criminal Justice Commission to PSU. If that bill passes. So this frees up $135,724,000 general fund. And finally, the final package, 811, this is an LFO package we added. Initially, since package 101, which was that drug court money, you've added $3.6 million to, included just shy of $23,000 for making sure that actually DeBarshi's position is fully funded. We increased the budget by $22,975,000. We recommend this package continue. It's not a large amount of money, and will fully fund the position that administers the drug court money, as well as plays a role in evaluating drug courts and active in the drug court community across the state. Mr. Chair, those are the packages. In terms of the issues and budget notes, there are two budget notes. The first one, Mr. Prinz alluded to around the drug courts. The drug court was initially started as a grant program, but at some point in time, those drug courts that were awarded grants, the decision has to be made that they are either long-term drug courts or they are not long-term drug courts, or they find alternative sources of funding. In addition, it is LFO's feeling that the commission is really not an agency that's a line agency for administering grant programs or other programs. It's really an agency that coordinates among public safety agencies as well as provide analytical research. And for that reason, we are recommending this budget note that puts together a work group including the commission, judicial department, Department of Human Services, all three agencies that have significant relationships or activities related to drug courts, and ask them to put a plan together that basically first determines whether the programs initially funded as grants be transitioned into an ongoing program, and second, whether the current legal authorities of potential host agencies meet the needs. There is some issues around what the judicial department has the authority to do around treatment dollars, and that's one of the issues that would have to be considered. But since the judicial department already administers drug courts, feeling is that they would be a good candidate and probably should be looked at as a primary candidate, at least for a portion of the administration of the drug court program. We want the agencies to return back to the emergency board or an interim joint committee on ways and means, depending on the structure that is available, given the 2008 legislative session potential, and then that the development of the next budget, the 09-11 budget cycle, that the governor's recommended budget take into account the long-range plan for the drug court program. So that is the first budget note recommendation. The second budget note is plays on the commission's primary responsibility of coordinating efforts of multiple public safety agencies. One of the issues we've heard mostly in the judicial branch is sort of this definition of mandated caseload as it applies to the judicial department, the Public Defense Services Commission, and you heard a bit in the Department of Justice. We are proposing that a drug court the commission, in coordination with our office, bring together, along with the Department of Administrative Service, bring together a work group to take a look at what should be a mandated caseload and how it should be treated in the budget, and that report back to the emergency board or, again, an interim joint committee on ways and means for review and approval no later than July 2008. And that this process be used in putting together the 09-11, whatever the outcome of that, after reporting back to the legislature. And this, again, plays to the strength of the commission in terms of coordinating the responsibilities of public safety agencies.
Any questions about that? makes sense to me.
So, Mr. Chair, what would be in motion now, or in order now, is a motion to accept our recommendations along with the budget notes that is at the bottom of page 4, but given Representative Nathanson's motion or suggestion, that $9,361,292 figure would then become $9,961,292. And section 2, the other fund, stays the same, and that would be the amendment to the appropriation bill.
Okay, so can you walk us through exactly what the motion should be?
So the motion should be to section 1, line 6, delete the 6474041 and insert $9,961,292. And for section 2 of the appropriation bill, on line 8, delete the $3,630,475 and insert $32,500.
Senator Wessel, would you like to make that motion?
Well, first, Mr. Chair, I think a question to staff, do we need some specificity as to where the additional funds should be or are intended to be appropriated?
They would, in the work papers and the budget report, reflect that it's going to the drug court program.
Okay. Then, Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 5507 as revised by committee discussion to include a total appropriation of $9,961,292 to the full committee with a do pass recommendation.
Does that work?
Well, actually, Mr. Chair, what Senator Westland just meant to say is that he amend 5507 with the following. And okay. Then after we discuss the...
we'll move it to the full.
Then we'll move it to the full after we talk about the performance measures.
Mr. Chair, I would move that we amend Senate Bill 5507 to include the appropriation of $9,961,292.
In Section 1.
In Section 1.
So moved. Mr. Representative Cameron.
Mr. Chair, just so I'm clear, we bumped it $600,000, and I know there was two chips that were thrown in there valued at $500. Where'd the other $100 come from?
Well, Representative Nathanson decided that she would like to invest $600,000 from her kitty.
Didn't I put $250 in there?
Yeah. Well, yeah. The thing is, Representative Cameron, is that we only have, at this point, authorization from the co-chairs for the 3.6, so any additional money we put in, we'll have to do at a different time, unless we wanted to hold the budget over, and I prefer not to do that at this point.
You guys can mix
you
and match.
You can hold your chips.
Discussion? We always vote no.
I don't want to amend the motion to add the 250 to it.
Well, I think, yeah,
that's
just
fine.
I would hate for us to go somewhere where the co-chairs haven't signed off at this point.
They would hate it too, Mr. Chair.
They would, yes.
This is a very good thing.
Any other discussion? Representative Hanna.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I apologize for the tardiness, although my wife is sitting alongside Interstate 5 waiting on a tow truck, so
had
reason to be busy for a few minutes. I'm going to give a courtesy yes vote on this. I'm sorry I missed part of the discussion. I know I had some earlier, but just given that I got here late, I'm reserving the right to look more closely at this at full. And so I'll be a courtesy yes because my own tardiness, but I'll look at it much more closely as it approaches full and on the issues that we've discussed previously as we begin to get into the larger general fund issues.
Okay.
That's a problem.
Fair enough. Thank you. Representative Nichols.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a question for the staff who are present. I was scanning real quickly through some of the pages from the presentation when you were with us a few weeks ago, and I didn't find a reference to this specific issue. drug courts and treatment courts often provide instruction that an individual needs to complete a certain kind of treatment and certain other tasks. And there are consequences if those aren't completed. We know that in the case of dual diagnosis, that mental health treatment is essential in addition to drug and or alcohol treatment. Is that something that the Criminal Justice Commission evaluates as it's looking at grant requests, for example? Because I'm very interested in ensuring that mental health treatment is available along with drug and alcohol treatment.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Nathanson, we do fund mental health services in a couple of the grants that we fund right now. We leave the planning of that up to the local drug courts, but in several instances, like in Multnomah County, we fund a part-time psychiatric nurse practitioner, and in other counties, we just fund mental health services, so we do take that into account when we're looking at specific drug courts. Some drug courts have more need for that than others do. So,
thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any further discussion? All right, so...
Mr. Chair, the next step would quickly go through the performance measures and then move the bill as amended.
Is this still a discussion on the motion? To adopt?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, thank you for allowing the discussion. Once again, I'm going to explain what I thought, that we had some chips to add to where we wanted them to go, but now I'm told that really it doesn't matter where I want it to go, it's where the co-chairs want it to go. Is that what I just heard?
No, it's that, you know, the discussion that you had about moving happened just 2 minutes before the committee happened, so I haven't had time to go back to the co-chairs, and because all of the discussion that we're having about where we would like to move funds around are dependent on the co-chair's approval.
Thank you.
So, continue moving on with
your chair. I think Senator Westland's motion is on the table, and you need to vote on that, and then we'll move on to performance measures.
Great. So, I don't think we need to do a roll call vote. Are there any objections? So moved.
Mr. Chair, the next is the performance measures in that same packet is a single double-sided page. If you turn to the back side of it, I'll just quickly go through. There are three performance measures. LFO does not recommend any changes at this time, but does strongly encourage the commission to continue to work with other public safety agencies in creating an overall public safety measure or measures. That work is going on. It sort of hit a stalemate just during session, but I'm sure we'll pick up again after session. And then also remind the commission that they need to establish their targets for 2008 and 2009, and we suggest they get them to LFO staff as well as the budget management staff before September 1 of 2007. And if Ms. Gilbert and I, if we're still around, but if we feel that they need further legislative review, we will suggest they move to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee on it. And then, as part of the second measure, which deals with drug court administration, the commission is expected to report to the 2009 legislature as part of its budget presentation the performance of drug courts overall that have received grants. It's just to keep on the evaluation and the updating of the effectiveness of drug courts. So, Mr. Chair, that is a motion in effect would be to accept our recommendations, the LFO recommendations on performance measures.
Senator Wesson, would you like to make that motion?
You want me to move the whole bill?
No, just the performance measure. Senator Wesson.
Mr. Chair, I move the key performance measures as reported by LFO into Senate Bill 5507.
The motion's on the table. Is there any discussion? Any objections? So moved.
And finally, Mr. Chair, then to move the bill to full committee for the due pass of the motion.
Senator Wesson.
Chair.
I move Senate Bill 5507 to in I move 50 Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 5507 as amended to full ways and means with a do pass recommendation to include the amendment in line 6 of section 1 and line 8 of section 2, also to include the LFO recommendations regarding key performance measures with a do pass recommendation.
I'm not going to repeat that, but that motion is
on
the
table. I just got it all.
Is there any discussion?
Are there any objections? So moved.
Mr. Chair, the only other thing on the agenda today is a federal grant application request. Yes.
And I'll, well, before I do that, why don't I do the carriers? We'll need somebody to carry 5507 in full ways and means. Representative Nathanson, would you like to do that?
Thank
since
you.
He's done some great work on getting the drug courts restored. And on the Senate side, when it goes to the floor, who would like?
I'll carry it on the floor.
Senator Brown?
That's fine.
Great.
You selected
ways.
Yeah.
And then Representative Nathanson will carry it full ways and means, and Senator Brown on the floor of the Senate. Representative Nathanson will also carry it on the floor of the House. Unless somebody wants to co-carry. Okay. Good. So I will close the work session on Senate Bill 5507, and we will have an informational.
No, that's actually a work session.
We have to open a work session on federal grant application.
Mr. Chair, in front of you is a short write-up of the Criminal Justice Commission and actually the Criminal Justice Services Division of the State Police are requesting retroactive authority to apply for a one-year federal grant. The purpose is to provide some funding for the evaluation of drug courts. I'll let Mr. Prinz or staff of his staff briefly explain what the grant request is.
Mr. Chair, we would like to apply for a federal grant to do a statewide cost-benefit analysis of drug courts. While a number of smaller drug court analyses have been done, they've been focused on 20 to 50 people, and some of them have lacked statistical significance. This would give us the ability to take all the people in drug court in the state and with the cost-benefit derived from that. That's just a brief description.
Questions? Senator Winters.
I have one question as to what were the problems that we didn't have the request before now, and why are we doing it retroactively?
Mr. Chair, Senator Winters, I can answer that one. It was basically the federal applying online. We were unable to get it going properly, so we had to work with Oregon State Police. We weren't able to do it ourselves. It just was basically hard to get it on the online grant application.
Follow-up, Mr. Chair. The submission to apply is what I'm getting at, and not the application itself. When did you know that the grant,
right.
The RFP, when did it occur, and when did you then let LFO know that you were anticipating to apply?
Mr. Chair, Senator Winters, we became aware, we decided to apply for the grant in January. We became aware of it in December. We sent the co-chairs a letter on February 21st indicating our interest in applying for the grant.
So the letter was LFO?
Yes, it is. And, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the reason it took so long to get it in front of this committee after they submitted it was basically I forgot about it for a short time, and then I thought I'd wait if that was the question, if you were the next question.
Fair enough. We all make mistakes. Representative Hanna.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Craig, what are you going to do with the information? And who do you report to? And
Mr. Chair, Representative Hanna, I want to what we've tried to do is, I think what Diversity is saying is, we want to have it to be statewide. That's the hard thing, is to get enough data together and get an analyst to look at it. We have two things we want to do. One is to help the counties themselves have an understanding of why the drug courts save money. And so part of it is for the counties themselves to see the savings if you factor in what are really local costs. And then the other thing is, to be really honest, I think we need to report back to the Judiciary Committee. There's been so many studies of drug courts across the nation. I think there's been more than 50. And they're kind of a small one here and there. And so we want to be able to give one statewide. And we hope that if it is cost effective, again, we're always trying to bring that to the legislature also. So it's twofold, really.
Just as a follow-up,
yeah,
it looks like, thank you, Mr. Chair, it looks like all this data is already there. So this is just a number crunching exercise primarily. It's putting somebody on task to just crunch through the data.
I'm going to let DeVarsh answer that because he's probably going to have to work with it more.
Mr. Chair, Representative Hanna, this will use a lot of the existing data. We'll also use data that's been generated over the last 2 years of drug court grant, or last year of drug court grants. So we'll be using some of the new data too, developing those cost benefit estimates.
And then, Mr. Chair, if I can follow on, also, you know, one of the hard parts is in, you know, the cost of an arrest avoided, the cost of time avoided in court to do a bench warrant and things. To be honest, it's hard to get that because each county has a different cost, and so it's going to take some work to kind of get an agreed upon assumption or average cost that then we can help say these are what we're going to be avoiding. So it's that's going to take some new work to do.
And if I could ask a couple questions too. So are you primarily looking in the cost benefit analysis, or is part of the evaluation also going to be to help the drug courts improve their practices?
Mr. Chair, part of the evaluation will be a process evaluation, so they'll look at what different sites do differently, and that will help inform, that can help inform drug courts and how they can improve their services.
Senator Burdick and then Senator Winters.
I think you covered my question. I just want to make sure that, because in the data that we had before, which was nationally or regionally, I can't remember, there were certain components that made drug courts more effective or less effective, and I just wanted to make sure that that's what you were saying, that you would, you know, try to isolate out the elements that had the most bang for the buck.
And just to get on the record before I go to Senator Winters, one of the things that I'm interested in doing is trying to get a sense of how the drug courts are operating in rural regions, and what are the treatment gaps and resources that might be out there that we might take for granted in Multnomah County, that you could go get clean and sober living here, you can get drug and alcohol treatment here. But if you're in a different part of the state where the only treatment is really an AA or an NA group, if there's a way that you can develop the evaluation to also figure out where the treatment gaps are, I think this body certainly would be interested. I don't want you to go outside of the scope of the proposal that you've already submitted, but I just wanted to let you know it's something at least I personally am interested in. Senator Winters?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. In your conversation, and I'm assuming you've had a conversation with U.S. Department of Justice, what is the probability of Oregon receiving approval of the grant?
Mr. Chair, Senator Winters, I really don't know. That's a very simple answer. We expect to have an answer by June or July, but we really don't know what the probability is. It's a fairly competitive grant process. So,
okay. So it is a competitive grant process, and is it one that they sought Oregon out, or did Oregon seek them out?
We
sought them. We were the suitor. Yeah, the initiator of it.
And any further discussion? Do we have any objections then to moving this to Ways and Means, or does somebody need to make a formal motion, Mr. President?
What you just said.
I move that we approve the request to Ways and Means.
Any further discussion, objections? So moved. Who would like to carry it? Maybe someone from Senator Winters, you want to carry that? Yeah. Do we have anything else for the
That is it for today. Department of Corrections will be slightly longer than the criminal. Justice Commission.
Yeah.
And then on Thursday is OIA and State Police on Monday.
And then Military Department the following Wednesday.
Thursday right now.
Senator Brown?
Mr. Chair, I think it would be helpful for us so we don't, like, panic and make you crazy, is to get a sense, like, I know that the resource is crazier, yes, of course. I know that some of the resources that I would like to use are going into a budget that we've already passed. And so maybe just generally at some point letting us know kind of how we can sort of dedicate direct stuff in ways that would make it less complicated for LFO and us co-chairs, and I don't know. Maybe just having a little chart will help you a whole lot, but I just think that might be helpful for everyone.
Yeah, I think that that's fair. And tomorrow when we vote on the DOC budget, we'll have a clearer sense. Hopefully we'll be voting on that. If it becomes too complicated, we might take a second day, but I'm hoping to get it out tomorrow. Then we'll know, we'll have ingrained how much money the committee has, and I'd be happy to comment back on that. But I think generally, Mr. Wilson, this is my first time around, but there will be a reconciliation budget, and we'll be making recommendations to the co-chairs about how we want to use that money, which I think they'll honor, but it's up to their discretion to tinker with. And so I think we'll have to just have it on faith that they will take our recommendations at the end of the session. All right, any other questions? This meeting's adjourned. Thanks.